Hello, everybody, and welcome to the long-awaited Calm the Boss podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. I know I left you guys with the mystery of what was going to happen with Samsung and Android 10, but this time, we're still going to talk about phones, because I have some interesting news for you guys. So let's get to the interesting news. If you remember from Season 1, Episode 4, released on November 11th of 2019, I said this.
But I would say that this has made the Motorola's Razr a great device, even if it is a pricey one.
Well, I have had the phone now for almost a year, and I can confidently say that I love the device. It has become my daily driver, and I love the way it works and the size, even if it has its quirks. The phone, as of today, is running Android 11, which Motorola pushed the device around the time the Android 12 beta was being pushed out. At the start of the release, the major problem I and others noticed was that the external display did not have the app page we were expecting. It took a week before Motorola fixed the issue, but it has become a handy addition. I mostly use it for showing the Spotify track I'm on or Google Maps directions in the car. I'm still having slight issues with Waze and the front display, but it works most of the time. I have the first generation of the Motorola Razr, released in 2019. When I was buying my device, the 2020 model was being announced. The one thing I do not like on the newer version, called the Razr 5G, is that the fingerprint scanner is on the back of the device. I believe this would be a hassle, as the bottom half of the device is so small that reaching for it would be cumbersome, and also a risk for dropping the phone. My first generation device has the fingerprint scanner on the front of the chin. This works great for me, as my hand works perfectly to unlock and lock the device. I believe it would be great if Motorola could find a way to hide the fingerprint scanner under the screen. This would mean they could put it in a spot that wouldn't cause you the risk of dropping the device. Before we get into the last section, I would love if you guys would go to heavyhaulradio.com and start listening to Heavy Haul Radio. It is run by me and my friend Sean, and we are loving how many people we get. If you would like to support us, please click the donate link, and if you would like to learn more, hit the about button and join our Discord. Thank you so much, let's continue. Now let's move on to the Samsung Flip series. The Samsung Flip is now on its fourth iteration, and from what I have heard, still has the same problem as the first generation. The first generation Samsung Flip had a tendency to start cracking right where the internals display folded. This is caused by the way that Samsung have the device fold. It folds like you fold a sheet of paper with a very noticeable crease in the screen. The Razr, however, uses an arc to keep the screen from having a crease and prolongs the life of the display. I believe that is why I've had my device for so long with minimal issues. If you guys would like to suggest any topics for me to discuss or shed light on, please go to anchor.fm/Colin-the-boss and hit the message icon. Please state at the end your first name and if you would like the message to be included in the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and hopefully there will be another podcast next Wednesday. See you guys.